This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. This is going to get a little delicate for some ladies. Just letting you know ahead of time, but new data has come out where they examined menopause and they especially focused in on women who go through early menopause. And they found out something that is kind of interesting, something that women who experience early menopause have in common. And that is that they seem to, a majority of them at least, live in wealthier zip codes.
How dare you? I know what you're doing. Don't, just because you're looking away from me and put your back to me doesn't mean I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't look at you right now. You're very mad at me. I'm just trying to help.
Help me how?
Can I look at you?
Fine.
You look beautiful today.
Stop it. What are you trying to say?
This is a study that came out. They don't really know why, but they have some theories. But women who live in wealthier zip codes seem to be experiencing the symptoms of menopause at an earlier age than women who don't. And they think that sometimes women who live in wealthier zip codes tend to sometimes move less, and they think that might have something to do with it.
You are coming in on all fronts.
This is me. This isn't me. This isn't me.
Wow.
This isn't me.
Wow.
This isn't me.
Wow.
This is science. This is science. Okay.
Listen.
There's less people who. You're taking off your sweatshirt.
Well, I'm starting to warm up a little bit. Listen.
Well, it's probably because our thermostat's broken, Kevin. It's not a hot flash. It's not a hot flash.
I am in my early.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Early 40s.
Yes.
And am I maybe having some perimenopause symptoms? You know what? That's a great question, Katie. Thank you for asking. You're so smart and affluent. Let me look this up. Perimenopause, because I'm not in menopause.
No.
Okay. Perimenopause symptoms, mood changes.
Yes.
Excuse
me. Kevin, careful. Just run through the list of symptoms of early menopause, and Kevin and I will not say a single goddamn word.
Okay. Changes in sexual desire. Listen, I can't, I'm not a machine, okay? I'm just one woman. Trouble concentrating. When did I not have that? Headaches? No. Night sweats? Oh, boy. Yeah, I get a little sweaty at night. Hot flashes. It is warm in here. Dryness. Never, baby.
Oh, God.
Trouble with sleep. I always have joint and muscle aches. Well, I have a little cold. Heavy sweating.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, shut up. Having to pee often, that was always me. So that's it. Listen to me.
You're taking this the wrong way. You're taking this the wrong way, Katie.
Oh, am I just too sedentary and that's my problem?
Stop fanning yourself.
It's warm in here.
I think it's fine.
There's a solution. You are very wealthy.
I thought you were going to say young.
You are the richest person here at the Odyssey building. Okay? And everybody knows it.
You have to decide if you're going to tell people that I'm very wealthy or very poor.
Right.
All you have to do is just move to a poorer part of town.
I've already lived in a poor part of town. A number of times.
And did you have menopause symptoms then?
No, but I'll tell you what I did have. Homeless people that peed on my front tree.
Okay.
Okay, so I was slumming it.
What would you rather have?
Okay. Swing a dead cat without hitting
probably dead cats. So, okay, but then what would you rather have? Would you rather have a tree with homeless pee on it and a bunch of dead cats?
Right.
Or would you rather feel like you're older than you are?
I don't feel like I'm older than you're telling me.
I'm just
get sweaty having mood changes.
This is,
sometimes the heat feels like it's coming from inside out.
Seems like what a hot flash is.
Oh, God.
And this is after a lifetime of you always complaining about how cold it is in the studio. It does seem like now the complaining is the opposite direction, where Kevin and I are usually pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it must be nice. It must be nice to not have ovaries or a uterus, huh?
I mean,
well,
it
guess
is.
What? Mine are about to be out of eggs.
Oh, my God.
But maybe if you just move to a poorer part of town.
Yeah, move to my part.
Yeah, live by Kevin.
Yeah, well, you can be neighbors.
You could be neighbors. And Kevin, do you have menopause symptoms?
No.
Okay,
then. I'm good. No hot flashes over here.
Honestly, I have too many joint aches to move at this point.
Yeah, that's true. She does. Good luck out there, ladies. That's all Kevin and I are saying. It's hard out there.
You're making it harder.
I know. I thought Barbie got rid of menopause, but I guess not. Thanks, Greta Gerwig.
She doesn't even have a vagina.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Katie's feeling a little bit under the weather.
Had to strip all my clothes off as soon as I got here because
it's too hot.
Too hot.
I am running a fever.
Yeah. Kevin, go feel her face.
I'm not going near her.
Why?
I'm not getting sick.
Just don't take a breath. Hold your breath. Okay, there you go. Feel her forehead and her cheek.
Okay.
Now I can't.
And it is kind of hot.
It is kind of hot.
Is everything okay over there, Gavin?
I think I'm having some
Did
sort
we
of
just short something out.
Yes.
No.
Kevin, come over here. We have an electronic panel, and look at that.
I didn't do that. Oh my God, that's scary.
Wow.
Spark.
It's bad. It's really bad. Oh, it went back for a second, and now it's.
Good thing our engineer's here. Let me text him.
Holy cow!
How are we gonna explain this? Katie's electrical.
No, it wasn't you.
Time he touches me,
I think that when my hands hit the counter, maybe that shorted something
that
out.
It just happened to be at the same time.
I mean, it looks like a short.
We had a spark over here, Gavin.
So there was a spark.
Yeah.
When you touched her forehead, her ear got shocked.
Yeah, he got shocked too.
I got shocked too. That's why I say. Ow.
And that's when
the board went out.
The board. There's a board here in the studio. It's got all the dials and gadgets, and if it's a picture, a stereotypical radio station. Well, this board is state of the art, and there's an electronic panel part of it too, and it's shorting out like what Nintendo used to look like if you didn't blow in the cartridge. Oh. Come in here. Come in here. This is our engineer, Jonathan. We're on the air, engineer Jonathan. Oh. Look at this.
Me and Katie had a spark.
Okay,
and
Kevin came over here and touched me while we were on the air.
look.
And there was a spark.
That's not supposed to be like that.
It's
and
not.
Then Whoa. That all went out.
Okay.
I didn't know I was so electrical.
It's not you, it's me.
Oh.
So there's something, Kate, this is proof that there's something otherworldly with Kate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, evidently.
How do we fix this?
The good old standard reboot it.
Oh, does that mean we get to go home? Show's
yay!
Over, folks.
Yeah.
Show's over.
Especially if you can recreate it.
Well, we'd have to electrocute Katie again.
I'll
drag your feet. All right, Kevin.
I don't drag my feet.
Just
I
come
don't...
over here like
take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay, this because she's sick. That's why.
Ah!
I heard it.
Yeah!
I heard it. I heard her get shot.
Yeah.
It didn't fix it.
Okay.
I bet it would have been so funny if it fixed it. Wow. What's going on with you?
Guys, I don't know, okay?
I can't get near her.
What if we find out that I really am a mutant? And I've been trying to live like a normal human, and that's why I have so many problems.
I would 100% believe it.
So would I.
You know, because now mutants are back in the news.
Oh, yeah?
Because of Deadpool and Wolverine and X-Men 97, so everybody's talking mutants again.
Yep.
You might be a mutant.
And think about my childhood. I not raised like a mutant?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's still
Xavier's mansion.
Okay, as you're talking, it's rant more. Rant,
okay.
It's working on
this
the screen.
This is all true, okay? I went to elementary school in an old mansion. That is not a joke, okay? We had a principal. You might call him a professor. He was in a wheelchair. He also lived...
Keep going. You're fixing the screen.
Okay.
Keep going.
He also lived on the property, okay, in his own quarters, and he had a pool and a garden. Oh. There were large stone lions outside of the front door of the school. All of this is entirely true. And I was forced to do child labor so that nobody would know. You get back there and work, young mutant. So
here's the downside.
So nobody can play with you.
You're a mutant.
It is true.
Clearly you're a mutant. But your superpowers suck.
Yeah, and I barely have gotten to know how to use them.
What is your superpower? Memory? I never forget.
Gavin, I don't know. That's what I didn't go to the school long enough.
So that's the problem.
Probably.
All right.
Our foreign language was Latin.
Mm. Oh. That's insane. For kids?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Well.
We had to speak to teachers in French.
What?
There's a fireplace, a stone fireplace in every classroom.
This sounds like a charter school before we had charter schools.
No.
Wow.
Crazy?
What a wackadoo school that was.
We were really excited when we got basketball hoop.
And how long did you go to this school?
From like pre-K to sixth grade.
So all the formidable years.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why you can't figure out percentages.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, the only reason I left that school is because my grandfather, who was a teacher, told my mom, you got to get her out of that school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah.
She's never going to fly, Mary. She's never going to fly. Okay. All right. We have to take a break. Apparently, the show might be over. Stay tuned. It's working now.
I might walk through a wall.
Right, but we don't know what's going to happen with Katie. It's the wake-up call.
Right.
There's no other way to describe it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
There's nothing that she likes to do more than chew opponents up for breakfast in the game known as
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
And playing today is Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
You're caller 17, so congratulations there. Jackpot is up to $180, and I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. She's leaving the studio as I speak. The whole thing is brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. And we will, I believe, eventually be live on Instagram and 106.5. Here we go. Question 1. Rebel Wilson has a new tell-all book, but one page will not be seen. The publisher has decided to redact one whole page that describes what she alleges actor Sacha Baron Cohen did to her because of his provable denial of the incident and threat to litigate it. Sacha Baron Cohen has 3 characters that started on his HBO show that have gone on to have their own movies. Name just one of them.
Ali G.
Question 2. All eyes are on the Supreme Court today as they are hearing arguments about the long-awaited issue on whether a president has total immunity from all crimes. If they rule that a president does, it will give presidents more power than they've ever had in this country. And if they rule that presidents don't, the trial against Donald Trump will go on. Who was the last Supreme Court justice to leave the court? Was it Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Stephen Breyer?
Ginsburg.
Question 3. Owen Wilson turned down a huge payday for a role in a movie, and it was because he disapproved of the subject matter. He said in a recent interview that the movie was about the O.J. Simpson murder trial, and it came from the angle that O.J. was innocent. He did not approve of that. O.J. was tried on double murder for his wife and who?
Goldman.
Question 4. You're not going to believe this, but this is breaking news this morning. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction was overturned by a court of appeals. The reason why is because it was found that the judge in that trial had prejudice against him and made questionable calls. That was the landmark trial as part of a sweeping movement known as the What Movement?
Oh, what is it called?
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Speak up.
All right. Like that. And question 5. One of the most famous parts of the Star Wars film cuisine is blue milk. and you can buy it at Disneyland. But now a dairy company is putting it in stores just in time for May the 4th. If a quart of blue milk costs $6.20, how much will six quarts cost you?
620 times six. $37.20.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Ryan, what do you do for a living?
I'm a radiology tech.
A radiology tech. That always seems like it would be exciting because it's the same thing, but then totally not the same thing every time.
What does
he do? A radiology tech. Broken x-rays, right?
Is that x-rays?
X-rays and CAT scans, yeah.
CAT scans.
I couldn't do broken bones.
Yeah, I guess that would be. You have in the past? Is that what you said?
No, I said that broken bones are the best. But, you know,
would say that. People that are in this field are just like, yeah, break them.
All right, Ryan, you're on hold now. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Actress Rebel Wilson has a tell-all book that's coming out, and there's one page that will not be seen. The publisher has decided to redact an entire page that describes what she alleges actor Sacha Baron Cohen did to her because of his provable denial of the incident and threat to litigate it.
Okay. Well,
by the way, if you want to read what he did, it's all over the place.
So really?
Yeah, I don't really know what the redaction's all about. But anyway, Cohen has three characters that started on his HBO show that have gone on to have their own movies. Name just one of them.
Bruno is the only one I can even think of.
Really? Not Borat?
Oh, Borat. When I was saying Bruno, I meant Borat, to be honest.
You guys got the two ones I wasn't expecting people to get. He said Ali G. That's the other one. Question two. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments about the long-awaited issue on whether a president has total immunity from all crimes. If they rule that a president does, it'll give presidents more power than they've ever had in this country before. And if they rule that they do not, then the trials against Donald Trump will go on.
If they ruled that he had total immunity, wouldn't that mean Joe Biden could just lock up all of his political opponents?
Yes, it does. It actually, during one of the earlier trials, because this has already been litigated and they're just taking it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Trump's lawyer literally made the argument that a president has a right to kill an opponent, to order the FBI an assassination. Google it.
Okay. I'm not going to Google it right now.
Now, the lawyer didn't say that. One of the judges on it said that. So what you're saying is a president has a right, and then that exact scenario, and the lawyer said, yes.
Whew.
I know. Who was the last Supreme Court justice to leave the court? Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Stephen Breyer?
Well, Ruth passed. So Stephen.
That is correct. He left in 2022. Question three. Owen Wilson turned down a huge payday for a role in a movie, and it was because he disapproved of the subject matter. He said in a recent interview that the movie was about the O.J. Simpson murder trial, but it came from the angle that O.J. was innocent. Oh. And he was like, I'm not going to be in that. O.J. was tried for double murder for his wife and who?
Ron Goldman.
Yeah. Question four. Breaking news. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction was overturned by a court of appeals.
Wow.
Crazy. The reason why is because it was found that the judge in that trial had prejudice against Harvey Weinstein and made questionable calls. Now, there will be another trial now, and some of those witnesses are going to have to testify all over again.
Oh, God.
Crazy. I know. That was the landmark trial as part of a sweeping movement that was known as the What Movement?
Me Too.
Yes. The hashtag Me Too movement. Question five, one of the most famous parts of the Star Wars film cuisine is blue milk. You've had it at Disneyland.
I have.
It just tastes like milk. But a dairy company is putting it in stores just in time for May the 4th be with you.
Oh, God.
If a quart of blue milk in a grocery store is going to cost $6.20, how much would six quarts cost?
Okay. Okay. $37.20.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She's incredible.
She's incredible. And Ryan, nobody knows how she does it. You should take an x-ray of that brain sometime, because you got three and Katie got all five, right? Wow! Unbelievable.
Ryan, I could have you look at my lungs right now. They're
like snap, crackle, and pop.
They're a little crispy.
We are 100% sure she has pneumonia. But, oh, that sounds great. That's great.
Sounds like work.
Ah, yeah. It sounds like work. Ryan, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No. Not today.
I mean, probably
not today, but you probably
it's
had a really good time playing.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues, and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
What is a restaurant that you really don't like, but you go to it because your kids like it? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065. This is your chance to lament a little bit. And if you're one of these restaurants or you work in one of these restaurants, listen, we're still giving you our business. All right, so enough is enough. Just let us have our moment. Vent a little bit, rant a little bit, and then just know that this weekend you're probably still going to get our money. 916-909-1065. I'm going to start.
Okay.
And this is why we're really talking about this, because once again, I got dragged to Black Bear Diner.
Oh my God.
Once upon a time, my father-in-law wanted to have his birthday party at Black Bear Diner. And when I say birthday party, once you reach the age of 70, you don't really have birthday parties anymore.
You just have a meal.
Yeah, you have a meal.
He wanted to have it at Black Bear Diner.
He loves diners.
Huh.
And Mel's is a little too bright. So
it's a little too bright?
Yeah, it's a little too bright, too much neon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we wanted to go to Black Bear Diner. My kids, of course, attended, and it was off to the races we went. On
and
the Black Bear.
What about it do they love so much?
I don't know.
Okay.
They love the kids' volcano breakfast. And is it fun shaped like a volcano? Does it erupt something? No.
Oh.
It's just pancakes and scrambled eggs.
What?
That's it. They love it, though. Maybe they love the fact that there's ramps for all the old people who eat there, and they run up and down the ramps when it's always empty.
I mean, they're not even there for the Black Bears.
No. The jukebox? I don't know. They go over there and have fun. They pull the keyboard up and type their names in. Huh. I don't know. But I mean, and it's not that if you work at Black Bear Diner, first of all, you probably know all of this already.
Right.
Another place that my kids are obsessed with, and I can't stand it, Applebee's.
Oh, yeah. You take your kids to Applebee's?
I did once because they saw a commercial, and I don't even know what the commercial was, but they were like, we should go there. And I was like, oh, God. And then we went one time when my wife couldn't, join us for dinner because I was fun dad. What do you guys want to do? You want to do Applebee's? Let's go crazy. And we went.
Well, that's cute.
And then they just, I don't know, they liked it. There's something about that place that they like.
My children have never been to an Applebee's.
What restaurant do you hate that you go to because your kids love
it? I don't do that.
Wow.
I don't go to restaurants I don't like because
your
my kids
poor
like them.
Kids.
No, oh, because there are your plenty of restaurants kid. That they like that I also like.
Like where?
Schipollini's.
because they have a playground. If you don't know, that's a pizza place in Rockland.
And they can make their own pizzas. They think that that's amazing.
Okay.
PK Sushi.
What do kids love about that sushi place? I've been there. It's like a little tiny sushi shop.
Right. And it's so good. And it is their very favorite place in the world to go.
What do they love about it?
The rolls.
Oh, they love the food.
Yeah.
Oh, I've often found that the food is the last thing on a list of things that kids love about a restaurant.
Okay. So is it the atmosphere?
It's yes.
Oh,
clearly it's not a pancake and scrambled eggs that come out of Black Bear Diner. There's something about the establishment that they love.
Oh, my kids aren't really
the jukebox, the handicap ramps.
My kids are not juiced by the environment.
Oh
about
my
a restaurant.
God,
that's not what pulls them to a restaurant.
Oh, I feel like that's most kids. We did put this up on Facebook, and what are some of the ones we got on Facebook?
Julie says Chuck E. Cheese, no explanation needed.
Oh, zero explanation.
Of course. Okay. Sarah said, my kids are obsessed with Red Robin. My daughter and I share a birthday, and she always picks there for her birthday dinner. Please, I beg you, do not let me spend my 40th birthday at Red Robin. I do not appreciate this one. Sarah said, Old Spaghetti Factory, none of yep. their sauce is good.
I agree with that, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's the only
See, that's
place.
The thing. They're all fun places for kids. Old Spaghetti Factory has an effing train inside of it for some reason.
That might be the only one that I can think of that my kids like that part of it. But, like, we rarely ever get to sit in it. Lisa said, she said, my kids are grown now, but they loved Hometown Buffet. My oldest once, when she was like 12 years old, told somebody in front of me Hometown Buffet was her favorite restaurant. And I was like, don't you ever say that again. Miranda says, John's Incredible Pizza. It's sensory overload extravaganza. And
it is. It's like a carnival inside of a restaurant.
And Edwin said, In-N-Out. I'm just tired of it. They have good burgers, but enough is enough.
Keep texting in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Poor Don Quake.
No.
Yes.
What happened?
His wife threw all of his medical supplies away. I was asked to phone scam a lady who works for the sanitation department in one of the towns around Sacramento, and he's calling Don Quake, our favorite old man, a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. He's calling to see if he can recover all the things that his wife threw away accidentally. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hi, this is Julia.
My name is Don, and the trash was picked up at my residency, and there's an issue because something got thrown away that was not supposed to get thrown away. So I need it back, and I need it back as quickly as possible.
I'm so sorry about that. When was your neighborhood trash pickup?
It was 2 days ago.
There is not much we can do at this point. The trash has already made its way to the landfill.
Well, I understand that, but my wife, she didn't realize what was in a trash bag, and what was in the trash bag was a lot of medical supplies that I need. I'm getting ready to go on a trip, so since I don't believe necessarily in suitcases, I put everything in trash bags. So in this one trash bag, I had my CPAP machine for my sleep apnea. I had my backup leg, and I also had my 7-day supply of insulin. So I had it all in a trash bag, and then my wife, God love her, she doesn't, you know, no, this is not a trash bag trash. This is a travel trash bag.
Sure, I can understand that confusion. I am so sorry. There is nothing we can do to remedy the situation or to recover anything that has been put out.
Okay. All right. Well, follow-up question. Can I go to the landfill to look for it?
No, absolutely not. There is unsafe for you to go there. I would not.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing. It is unsafe for me to walk around mountains of garbage because I only have one leg. Okay. Is there somebody that can go for me though and look in the mountains of garbage?
No, sir. I am so sorry to tell you that we cannot permit that to happen.
Okay. Is there a certain section of the landfill where my trash goes?
No, we do not keep tabs on where trash goes from neighborhood to neighborhood.
I see. Okay. So if I were to hire a neighbor boy to go to the landfill, what do I tell the security guard or gatekeeper or president of the trash? Whoever is there in charge, what do I tell them? It's okay. Kyler is here for Don.
Sir, I am so sorry. We cannot permit any private residents to come onto the landfill site.
Well,
it's just too dangerous.
If you're worried, though, that he wouldn't find it, my trash bags are very specifically marked. They're dark brown.
I am so sorry, sir. I do not have a solution for you. Unfortunately, we have no way of getting back any of your supplies that have been accidentally tossed into your trash.
Okay,
it's just not possible at this point.
Can I borrow your CPAP, then?
I do not have a personal CPAP.
Oh, you sound like somebody with sleep apnea. That's why I'm asking.
No, sir. I do not have sleep apnea.
Well, you have a very high-pitched voice for a man. That's why I was wondering. It sounds like you've got pinched nasal cavities.
I'm a female. My name's Julia.
But I asked to speak to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Well, how about that? That is a curveball. Okay. If I come down there, even with binoculars, to try to spot it that way.
You are more than welcome to find a hill to sit on and look at binoculars. But as far as obtaining any trash that you believe might be your medical supplies, is not a possibility at this point in time.
Oh, okay. All right. That seems like a good compromise. And if these keen eyes spot it, then I will let somebody know. Maybe they can go in with like a claw game claw and kind of pick it out that way, because I'm sure that they have that as well. So thank you very much, Trash Lady. You've been very great. And congratulations on overcoming adversity and being a manager. That is the damnedest thing.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. One last thing before I get going. Julia, none of this has been real, and it's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5. It's a prank phone call, and your husband's the one who actually wanted me to do this to you. So.
Oh, my gosh. I thought for sure it was going to be my coworker, Sean, when you said it. But my husband, okay, now that's even worse.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
We all know that tipping is out of control now, but when I tell you how much money the average person tips and they don't want to in a year, you will lose it. And I have a solution. I'm going to tell you what it is right after Ariana Grande on The Wake Up Call.
06.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Luke Combs coming to Levi's Stadium on May 17th, and we've got free tickets. And all this week, we've been playing the game Lion for Luke. And caller 17 is you, Autumn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. And here's how we play Lion for Luke, okay? We're each going to go around, and we're going to tell you an anecdote about our past. And after the story is over, you have to determine, is that story true or is it a lie? And if you get 2 out of 3, you win the tickets. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All righty. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Katie wants to go first.
When I was young, I had a cat that I absolutely adored. And my cat's name was Milkshake.
Oh.
And I loved Milkshake very much. But my dad didn't like Milkshake. And I later found out in life, because they said, we don't know where Milkshake ran away. But really, my dad just let the cat outside and never let it back in, and it ran away.
Is that story true or a lie?
Ooh, it's a hard one. I feel like it might be true.
All right, you're going to stick with that one? You locked in?
Yeah.
If you'd listen to this show for long enough, you would know that Gavin had a cat named Milkshake, and his dad didn't like the cat, and he later found out in life that his dad kicked Milkshake out and never let it back in, and it ran away.
It's a true story for me. I have one picture of me and Milkshake. One. She was an adorable little gray kitten. And then when I was like 20 years old, I was like, hey, whatever happened to Milkshake? And my dad, with a smile on his face, was like, I just opened the door and let the cat out. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, I just let the cat out and didn't let it back in. I go, you kicked her out of the house? He goes, yeah, I hated that cat. And then you'll wonder why we went into morning radio. All right. All right. Well, you didn't get a point there. Nobody got a point. I sure didn't. All right.
Milkshake didn't. You didn't. Your dad did, but he gave it to himself.
Kevin, we're playing Lion for Luke.
Okay. When I was a little boy, I went to Vietnam, okay, with my family, and we went to this water park, and it was my first time at a water park, so I was super excited. I was like, I think 5'3", 2". Little toddler. Anyways, I ran around and then I got lost because
I was... Did this story start with you saying when I was 6 years old?
When I was a little boy.
Oh, okay.
Don't ruin my story. And then I got lost at the water park.
Yeah.
And then so the Vietnamese police found me. And then I had to go on the overhead and speak in Vietnamese.
Wow. They made you do it?
They don't know the names of my mom and dad. Only I did. And okay. Then I said it, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're shocked that you knew Vietnamese, and then I was rekindled with my family.
Rekindled. Okay. Was that story a truth or a lie?
Did you say you were 5'2"?
5'4", 3'2".
I don't remember. I was very young.
He said just Vietnamese toddler.
Vietnamese toddler.
Is that story a truth or a lie,
Autumn? Answer. You got to have an answer.
I'm going to say no. It's a lie.
Yes, you were right.
Wow. You don't say.
I would not leave my parents' side.
Oh, my God. All right. You need one more point. Here we go. When I was 13 years old, I went to the beach with my family, and I thought I was amazing when I caught a 5-foot-long barracuda shark. And as we were reeling it in, we were out on a boat in the ocean. It was amazing. As we were reeling it in and it came up, I got too close to it while the chartered boat, the fisherman guy, was trying to de-hook it, and that barracuda bit my hand. Is that story true or a lie?
I'm gonna say it's a lie because they wouldn't let you next to the barracuda.
You're right. Yeah.
Also,
but I did catch a 5-foot barracuda.
But there's also nothing called, there's no such thing as a barracuda shark.
What did I say, barracuda shark?
Yeah.
Barracuda. They should be called barracuda sharks. Those things are terrifying. But yeah, you're right. They would never let me close it. When we got it on board, that thing was thrashing around and snapping. It was crazy. Amazing. Congratulations, though. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Luke Combs at Levi Stadium on May 17th. Autumn, congratulations.
Thank you so much. My husband really loves Luke Combs, so the moment I heard there were tickets, I was like, oh, that would be so nice for him.
Well, great. Tell him that you bought him.
Yeah, good
definitely
idea.
Tell him that you bought him. All right, stay on hold. We got to get your information. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.